The Texas governor appeared first at a $20 a plate breakfast sponsored by the Greater North Dakota Association, a business group. Bush worked the room for nearly 45 minutes before heading to the podium, trying to get to all of the nearly 1,000 people.
You're going to make Minnesota of all Republicans here.
In his speech, Bush promised a positive campaign and a principled presidency.
I'll be an activist president who sets a tone, a positive tone, an optimistic tone, and I'll set goals worthy of a great nation. I will not use my office as a mirror to reflect public opinion.
The Republican presidential frontrunner laid out several priorities, among them a smaller, more efficient government, a new level of personal responsibility and compassion for the less fortunate, protecting Social Security funds. Some of the loudest applause came when Bush talked about the importance of free trade. He promised agriculture would not be left out of trade negotiations in a Bush administration. The Texas governor says he supports the Republican Freedom to Farm Act, although he says it needs some tinkering. And he says farm policy debate should be elevated.
I do not believe that we should treat agriculture as a stepchild when it comes to domestic policy. I understand the importance of agriculture in the American society. I understand its hopes for the world, and I intend to keep agriculture in the forefront of my mind when I become your president.
Bush also talked about improving the country's education system.
It's important to remember that failed schools create two societies. One that reads and one that can't. One that dreams and one that doesn't. I believe these are the burdens on the conscience of our incredibly successful nation. And the next president of the United States must work endlessly to close the gap of hope.
Bush says he also wants to reform the legal system and reduce government regulation so small businesses have more opportunity to grow and prosper. He touted his successes as governor of Texas. He pointed to one of the largest tax rebates in state history and took a thinly veiled jab at Democratic vice president and presidential candidate Al Gore.
I hope you understand what I know, that prosperity is not a given. It just doesn't happen. In all due respect to some of the elected officials in Washington and the executive branch, if you listen carefully, it sounds like they think they invented prosperity. They no more invented prosperity than they invented the Internet.
After finishing his speech, it was back to working the friendly crowd, then off to another rally before flying back to Texas.
Thanks for coming to Fargo.
Many in the crowd said they were excited by Bush. One called him his father with personality. At least one observer admitted to not being a Republican. Tony Bernhardt manages a Farmers Union gas station in Rugby, North Dakota, and was in town for a company convention. But he says what he heard from George W. Bush impressed him.
I view myself as an independent, and as far as I'm concerned, George Bush, as of now, has my support for the idealist that he is. I guess I feel he's a man for the job.
North Dakota Republican Party leaders are hoping the Bush visit, even at this early stage in the campaign, will rally the troops and help build support for Republican candidates for governor and Congress. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.